بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من النار. Still in this chapter of knowledge, the importance of Islamic knowledge, the great virtues and benefits of it. Certain etiquette, adab of it are also mentioned now. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man su'ila an ilmin, a person who is asked about some matter of deen, some knowledge, some masala. And in some riwayat it comes, وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ, and he knows the answer. فَكَتَمَهُ, but then he hides it, he does not give the answer. Also explanation is given that at that time the person needs the answer now. And then a person knows the answer, that is an alim, but he does not give him the answer, he does not fulfill the rights of this knowledge. أُلْجِمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلِجَامٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. As a punishment for that, he will be given rains on the day of Qiyamah that will be made of fire. That he did not open his mouth when he had to open and give the masala to the person. He kept quiet, he hid that knowledge. So Allah Ta'ala will put this bridle and this grains on his mouth on the day of Qiyamah. So this shows that a person, an alim whom Allah has given the knowledge of deen, he must fulfill the rights of it and he must spread that knowledge. And as people require the knowledge and they in fact ask him about it, then he must not hide it, he must give that knowledge to the people. This is with regard to masalas also, and even very important, if a person is asked to give some advice, that is also knowledge of deen. And he can give it, he has the time, there is nothing stopping him, but he just does not want to, he just prefers to be on his own, etc. And he doesn't give that knowledge to the people. There are great warnings for that as well. So where this knowledge is a great na'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but if its rights are not fulfilled, then the consequences are also very dire. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه further says that نبي كريم صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله. A person who seeks this knowledge, that is the knowledge of deen, by which a person gains the pleasure of Allah. That is, a person becomes very high in the court of Allah by seeking this knowledge. This knowledge of deen, Quran and Hadith, is such that takes a person to a very lofty and a very high pedestal. But instead of seeking it for the pleasure of Allah, لَا يَتَعَلَّمَهُ إِلَّا لِيُصِيبَ بِهِ أَرَضًا مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. But he learns that knowledge just to gain some worldly benefit. That is, whether it is money that he wants to gain, name, fame, he wants to become famous amongst the people, etc. That's why he is becoming a hafiz, he is becoming an alim, he is becoming a qari, in order to get benefits of this dunya. لَمْ يَجِدْ عَرَفَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will not get the fragrance of Jannat on the day of Qiyamah, yani rihaha, that is the wind which will have a very fragrant smell. That person won't even get the fragrance of it, he won't get the smell of Jannat also. Otherwise, this knowledge is such that it will take him to the highest places in Jannat. But if he did it not for Allah's pleasure, he did it for his own benefit, to get name and fame, to get some worldly gain, he won't even get the fragrance of Jannat. وعن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس. Allah does not take away, will not take away knowledge from people by just grabbing it and taking it away. That is taking it out from the hearts of the ulama. Allah will not take knowledge away like that. close to Qiyamah, there will be no deeni knowledge left. And we can see in which direction we are going already, that we are giving preference to dunya's knowledge. And in this way, then slowly the time will come, then there will be no deeni knowledge. We are not putting our children to learn deen, etc., to make them alims, etc. We are more giving them more professions of dunya. So a time will come when there will be no knowledge of deen. However, this knowledge of deen, Allah won't pull it away by pulling it away from the hearts and minds of the ulama. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. But Allah will take away knowledge by taking away the ulama. The ulama will pass away. It won't be taken out of the hearts, but the ulama who are the genuine ulama will pass away. Then only people who are ignorant of deen, who did not even learn deen, or learn deen from universities, etc., which is not the proper deen, those type of people will be left. Hatta idha lam yubqi aliman. Then when there will be no alims left, then just like a person when he's drowning, whatever straw he gets, he tries and cling to that straw. اتخذ الناس رؤساء جحالا. People will make ignorant people their leaders, and will make them the people who we can ask, etc. فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. They will be asked about matters of deen, and they will give their fatwas, and they will give their answers without any knowledge. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. They will themselves go astray, and they will make other people also go astray. We can see in which direction we are going. How many people who have got no knowledge, they can't read Quran Sharif properly. They can't write one word of Arabic properly, or Urdu even. But they think that they have got lot of knowledge, and they want to try and give guide other people. So these people themselves also will go astray, and they make others also go astray. So it is very necessary that we acquire proper Islamic knowledge, and when we have it, we fulfill the rights of that knowledge also. And that we don't give preference to dunya's knowledge. What is necessary in the limits of necessity and within the limits of sharia, then there is no harm for that, then it is necessary. But to go in this way that we are just giving dunya's knowledge all preference, and we are discarding the knowledge of deen, then a time will come when nobody will have proper knowledge of Quran and hadith. And in their ignorance, then they will give fatwas, etc. Also, this, that a person acquires knowledge not for the pleasure of Allah. It comes in one riwayat also, those who acquire knowledge in order to argue with ulama. That also, unfortunately, today it is such people who haven't got knowledge, they want to argue at ulama. But that person who got knowledge, but his purpose is not to benefit himself and benefit others, but just to pick up arguments with ulama, and to boast amongst the people, that is, may read Quran Sharif beautifully, give flowery talks, and get the attraction of people. There are great warnings for such people also. So in the acquisition of knowledge, a person's niyat must also extremely important, and we must not be fooled that we don't have knowledge and we think of ourselves as alims, and we find fault in ulama, and we want to give advice and guide the ulama. These are all dangerous roads that we are treading. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.